Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, the time is 6:34. The financial services sector in Ireland, which includes banking, insurance and investment banking, employs 110,000 people. Like all industries, it faces an uncertain future thanks to the rapid advances of AI. In the more immediate future, it faces the turbulence of a global tariff war and the uncertainty that comes with that. The sector is also trying to prise open the wallets and savings accounts which hold over 100 billion euros on deposit accounts in this country, money which could be better used for investment purposes. But how do they do that? Patricia Callan is the Chief Executive of Financial Services Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with the question of all that money on deposit, you know, potentially, you know, under sofas, just not being used? How do you prize it open?
Well, there's 178 billion of it just sitting in deposit accounts.
Way more than my estimate.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's been increasing dramatically since COVID. So we are a nation of savers, which is good, but it's about whether that money has been used productively or not. So obviously, in Europe, this is a major issue, and the European Commission have announced the European Savings and Investment Plan. And the idea is that we will try to make Europeans, many of whom are also savers, to try and put their money not in what they view as risk-free cash, where actually it's deflation is killing or inflation is killing them.
And they're earning no interest.
Absolutely. And to actually try and incentivize people to understand more the capital markets and to invest in basically diversified funds, which would then invest in the real economy, into businesses and for government's own uses in terms of things like infrastructure, sustainability, digitalization, and unfortunately military spending as well.
But how do you do that if you've got a psychological intent to save because you've got this fear or you want easy access to your money? Let's say you've got 50 grand sitting on a deposit account earning next to nothing. What should the government do? I mean, about 20 years ago, or maybe it's more now, we had this savings investment schemes, SSIA, something like that?
No, absolutely. That's exactly what is required. And actually, we can look to other countries that have already done this. So Sweden have a very good product. The UK have launched a very good product. And the idea is that you're encouraging people to invest money. The government, in the SSIA case, they did a matching. So it was 4-in-1 from the government. And that psychologically worked well with people. But equally, I think people are more sophisticated now too, so they can actually, if we actually educate people in terms of investment culture and risk and reward, and also look specifically around the tax system. So actually, you're worse off if you're trying to invest in funds in Ireland. We're penalising people. So the exit tax from funds currently is 41% here.
So it's the capital gains tax.
Where it's 33% for everything else. So even in this budget coming up, if we just equalise that and get it to be equal and then move forward into designing a new product, which would, and we're great at this, we're the second biggest funds domicile, we can come up with the products.
After Luxembourg.
And actually, I think that it's really important, though, that for a government's own spending and future, that they also would recognise that this is a way for them to get more money as well as into businesses and individuals.
I hope you're listening, Pascal. I mentioned AI in the report about all those entry-level jobs, white-collar entry-level jobs. Is that something that concerns your sector?
Well, we've commissioned Accenture to produce a report on this on financial services in Ireland, which we'll be publishing in the next number of months. And I think initial soundings have been that AI is very much going to increase efficiency. The use cases so far are around making things like customer experience much more excellent, which is great for consumers of financial products. But I do think at the moment people are using it very much as a tool.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
But that's so, at the moment. I'm talking about entry-level jobs, potentially in finance and in law, that could be done by computers instead. That's going to be devastating to your members.
Well, I think what we discussed at the Ireland for Finance strategy, which is the government strategy for financial services, is that we need to move from just having a jobs target to looking at the quality and nature of the job. So in Ireland, we've always been very good at moving up the supply chain, whether that's in manufacturing or in the service sector. And what we need to do is to look and see what types of jobs we have here at the moment, what's the threat level there in terms of AI, and then working to secure the higher value jobs. But I certainly don't think it's panic stations. This is a great tool that companies are going to be using, but they're going to be using it carefully, particularly in regulated sectors like financial services. But in time, we absolutely, as a country, need to be more competitive and keep upskilling everyone.
Now, the financial services sector is obviously a services sector. The Trump tariff war is affecting physical goods at the moment. Is it impacting your sector yet?
Well, everything, essentially money makes the world go round. It's involved in absolutely every aspect of life. So if there's market volatility, then that also affects our sector because it affects, you know, the companies that we're doing business with.
Because they may not want to borrow money.
But I think, you know, obviously investment decisions are put on pause, but equally just for the market itself, then you're going to look at corporate treasuries, in terms of where people locate money. I think there are also going to be opportunities. So Europe is very stable. Ireland is a particularly stable and very good regulatory environment. And I think we can use the uncertainty to try and attract more investment here, particularly in euro domicile funds, which again may be more attractive given what's going on with the dollar. But it is, global uncertainty, trade wars, they are not good for anybody. And certainly, you know, we would very much welcome if we can broker a deal with the US because, it is definitely damaging the world economy.
You mentioned the regulatory environment. How are you getting on with cutting that red tape?
Well, thankfully, the EU have now in this new commission been very clear that they want simplification on the agenda. The government here have also said that they are going to look to reduce regulatory burden. In IBEC, we've already given a list of 50 regulations that we feel should be tackled in terms of looking to simplify them. But I think what people really want is regulatory certainty. We do offer that here in Ireland. That's why businesses and financial services choose to locate here. But in the EU in general, it varies a lot country to country. And what we do need in order to have a truly European market is to make sure that the rules are applied equally in every country.
Rather than kind of interpret it.
Exactly.
Patricia, thanks very much for coming in. That's Patricia Callan, the Chief Executive of Financial Services Ireland. Back in a moment with our monthly winner of the Green Businessperson of the Month.